I wonder if you've seen the federal government's new nation brand logo that's been released today. There's been much commentary about what it looks like online. And here in our office too, I've got to say, very strong opinions. The logo is a bunch of gold wattle sprigs or stems, which form a rough circle. Stems sticking out here and there with the letters A and U in the middle. And I think it kind of looks a bit like, well, some people have said online, they've pointed out that it might look like the coronavirus symbol we've all become so familiar with. High-profile people, former Senator Darren Hinch says it looks like coronavirus. My next guest disagrees. Dee Madigan, Executive Creative Director of Campaign Edge, joins us tonight. Dee Madigan, welcome.
Thank you.
People are not happy about this logo, but you like it. Why?
I think because I hated the kangaroo so much. Not that I hate kangaroos. I'm not an Australian. But I felt it was just so hokey. And I feel like this has got a bit of sophistication about it. And don't forget, the target audience for this isn't consumers. It's business people. And I think that gold would look quite lovely on the letterheads and things. You know, this is to get investments in Australia. So there's something about it that I feel is quite nice. And don't forget, a brand isn't just a logo. It's something that takes time to build up. I think it feels grown up.
Feels grown up. Okay, so this nation brand is about appealing to the business sector, as you say. You don't think the kangaroo does that? I mean, I personally am quite a fan of the kangaroo. I mean, nothing says Australia like a kangaroo, does it?
No, you see, every time I see the kangaroo on any piece of clothing, I just know there's a label on it that says made in China. And I think that it's been so sort of co-opted by cheap tourism merchandise, none of which is made here, that's the association. And it kind of feels a bit hokey and jingoistic as well. So I don't feel it's right for the audience. And it's got nothing really to do with, business or anything like that. And I know the wattle sort of doesn't either, but at least I feel as a logo you could use it in more places. And as I said, it's just more sophisticated.
It's important to mention that Australian Made have released a statement saying their logo isn't going anywhere. This is a separate brand and logo. But Dee, won't this make it confusing for people, effectively two brands?
No, not really. I think that the general public won't see this particular brand anyway unless they're, looking to invest in Australia. It's not uncommon for, say, the brand Australia to have different sub-brands for different target markets to serve different purposes. That's really common. If you look at Unilever, for example, there's, 100 brands under that.
Okay, so that's perfectly normal. All right, I'll accept your explanation. I would assume Australian logos are recognised pretty easily overseas. Is it important to introduce new ideas or symbols in a climate like that? Like, you have to actually go out there and try and do it?
You do. Like, if you just, as I said, a logo itself isn't the brand and won't mean anything to anyone. A brand is something that you build up over time, and a brand is as much how people feel about you. So New Zealand's fern, for example, would have been the same, when it was first introduced, a very long time ago. People would have thought, oh, maybe we should have a kiwi. But over time, it has come to mean a lot more. And that's what good branding does. It develops over time. So hopefully they leave this one on there. I was aware that they also changed the strap line that went with it, which was probably a good idea because I'd never even, to my knowledge, even heard the first one. I still can't remember what it was. Completely unmemorable.
Do you know much about the new nation brand? I mean, what does it actually do? Yes, it's for business. Does it do much? Or is it just keeping people busy? Well,
so much time and effort goes into these things, and probably, honestly, too much time and effort. Sometimes when you're in these kind of branding meetings and everyone putting in their two bobs worth over one tiny bit can be quite extraordinary. And sometimes what you end up with does feel like it's been designed by committee. But I don't feel that is the case here. But it's millions of dollars, and you test it with the groups that are going to be, seeing it, I guess. But it does have to work. Every time there's an event for Australia about attracting investment, and you've got all the paraphernalia that goes with that, all the literature, the websites, everything, you need something on there. And that's essentially what this is. It's like a brand mark, really.
Okay, so thumbs up from you. How about the coronavirus stuff that's going on online?
Look, I must admit that once I had heard that my like of the brand went down slightly because now I see that, but I didn't before, which is, so it's one of those things that now you can't unsee it. Maybe it'll sort of have a little nostalgic place in our hearts as, oh, that's right. And it'll remind us of that time that when most of us, apart from Victoria, poor Victoria, was sort of came through okay.
I love that you just said poor Victoria. Do you feel a bit sorry for Victorians?
I totally do, but the Spice Girls joke was funny. Did you hear that one?
Tell me.
Oh, Australia's a bit like the Spice Girls. We're doing well till Victoria stuffed it up.
Oh.
I know. Snorty, but sort of a bit funny as well. But also, do you know what? But
late 90s gold, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but God, imagine going into lockdown again as well. So as much as I want to have a laugh, part of me, just, my heart just goes out to those people as well.
Yeah, I think that's right. Hey, Dee, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Executive Creative Director of Campaign Edge, Dee Madigan.